With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. The NBA play-in tournament continued last night. Klay Thompson of Dallas, he would score 16 of his 23 points in a very dominant second quarter as the Mavericks beat the Sacramento Kings 120-106 to advance in the play-in tournament. That ends the season for Sacramento. Thompson had 4 3-pointers in that second quarter alone as Dallas would score 44 points in the seconds. They now advance to play at Memphis tomorrow night for a chance to get into the playoffs as the number 8 seed in the Western Conference. The winner between Memphis and Dallas will then advance to take on the number 1 seed Oklahoma City. That first-round matchup starts on Sunday. Following the game, Sacramento and their general manager Monty McNair agreed to part ways 2 years after McNair helped the Kings in the longest playoff drought in NBA history. A person familiar with the decision says the sides mutually agreed on a breakup shortly after the game ended last night. In the Eastern Conference, Miami's Tyler Hero had 38 points as the Heat defeated the Chicago Bulls 109-90 to advance to the play-in tournament. Miami now plays at Atlanta tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, with the winner getting the number 1 seed, Cleveland. The NBA yesterday said that their officials made 2 incorrect calls in the final 37 seconds of Golden State's 121-116 win against Memphis on Tuesday night. The NBA's last 2-minute report says that the officiating crew should not have called a personal foul on Golden State's Brandon Podziemski as he made a block on Scottie Pippen Jr. near the basket with 37 seconds left. Also, with 7 seconds remaining and Golden State up by 1, play was stopped when Ja Morant reached in on Steph Curry, made contact with the ball, which went out of bounds. The NBA said the ball should have been called off of Curry's hands, awarding possession to Memphis instead of Golden State's. Dallas Mavericks have optimism that their point guard Kyrie Irving could be fully recovered and return from his torn left ACL by January of next year. There's also an expectation around the team that Irving will be able to play a good amount of next season upon his return. Irving underwent successful ACL surgery on March 26th. He sustained the injury against Sacramento on March 3rd. The NBA playoffs, the series actually gets started on Saturday. The Indiana Pacers take on the Milwaukee Bucks. That'll be noon Saturday on ESPN, followed by the Denver Nuggets hosting the LA Clippers at 2:30. Also on Saturday night, the Detroit Pistons at the New York Knicks at 5 o'clock. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're the number 6 seed in the West. They'll be at the number 3 seed LA Lakers. Game 1 of that 7-game series is at 7:30 on ABC Saturday nights. Then the playoffs continue Sunday as Oklahoma City will play either Dallas or Memphis. That is noon on ABC, followed by the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic at 2:30. Then Sunday nights, number 1 seed Cleveland will take on either Miami or Atlanta at 6 o'clock, followed by the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets. That is at 8:30 on Sunday nights.